So I'm telling Ezra about, like, the Mormon church because I'm trying to witness to him, right, and tell him about, you know, Joseph Smith and, you know, all these Mormon angels and stuff and who Jesus really is because he didn't understand. And so, you know, in the meantime, like, I'd be asking him really hard questions. Oh, well, what about this? And so then he would be like, you know, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to, I'll see what I can find out. And then he would, you know, come to work the next day and tell me what he found out. And this went on for, like, 6 months or so where he's, like, telling me all these things and answering all my questions. And so some lights are starting to turn on inside my head because the Mormon church believes that the Bible's true. They believe that every word in the Bible is true. And so he's pointing out discrepancies between the Book of Mormon and the Bible. And so I'm like, huh, interesting. So then I decided, well, I'm going to read the Bible because the Mormon church is teaching me that the Bible's true, so I'm going to read the Bible first since it was there first. And so I started reading the Bible, and that's when I kept coming back with questions, what about this, what about this? And so he'd, you know, do some research and come back to me, or he'd pray about it and, you know, give me whatever answers he would have. And then he showed me this video called Mormonism on Trial. And it changed, it totally, like, opened my eyes. That night, maybe it was the next morning, a lot of people, when they become Christians, they, like, remember the day, the moment, the hour, and it's, like, this big hallelujah thing. For me, it was, I don't remember the date. I totally don't remember the date, and for me, it was sad. I actually started crying. I was so sad because 2 years of my life, I have, like, invested sort of in this church, even though I wasn't doing the things that I was supposed to be doing. You guys have heard the term Molly Mormon. Have you heard that before? Like, do you have any Mormon friends, Molly Mormons? They're like the good Mormons. I was a Jack Mormon, which basically means you're a bad Mormon. Yeah?
So Molly Mormon, the ones that come to your door?
Well, they're the they're the missionaries, but
give us all your cash.
But the term Molly Mormon is just like, you know, like Mormons use it. It just means that somebody's like, you know, like you do what you're supposed to do. But I was a Jack Mormon, which meant that, like, I believed that the Mormon church was true, but I wasn't practicing what I was being taught. So so, you know, Ezra's telling me these things and everything, and the moment that I remember inside my heart, I realized the Bible was true, which I believed already, but then I realized that the Mormon church was not true. And that was actually sad for me. It was a really sad moment that I realized that the Mormon church wasn't the true church. But then, of course, there was the excitement that, like, but wait, you know, like, but that didn't come till later. It was like a process for me. But I'm the type of person that when I make a commitment to something, when I believe something or when I know something, when I'm convicted about something, that's it. It's like both feet. I'm all or nothing. So the moment that I realized that God was real, that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, and that the Bible was true and every word in it was true, there was no going back for me. For me, that was it. I believed it. There's no turning back. It's not even an option in my head to think any other way. It was just, this is it. And so at that moment, I realized all these things because that was the moment when I accepted Christ, and so something happened. Do you remember what I told you earlier, something that happens when you become a Christian? You get something.
The Holy Spirit,
and with that comes conviction. And so before, when I was, you know, believing that the Mormon church was the true church, I didn't have that conviction. And I was overwhelmed with this conviction of the life that I was living, these people, these random strangers that I'm making out with, and, you know, these boyfriends that I would have every 2 weeks and cycle through them, like, poor guys, you know, they like me, and I'm just like, whatever, 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 I'm bored, next. And